Tuesday, May 21st, 2024 is called to order. Invocation by Father Paul, followed by our Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you, Father.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, as we prepare to begin our meeting, we recall your promise to be present when two or three are gathered in your name. Unite us, Lord, in your spirit. Lord, inspire us with your spirit of wisdom. Plant seeds of your vision in our hearts and minds. Give us power and the humility as we work with one another to help people to come to know you. Unite us, Lord, in your spirit. Grant us the willingness to be open to each other, to respect each other, to be honest with each other, to be supportive of each other as we strive to do your will. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Father Paul.
Thank you.
Anytime, Father.
Thank you, Father Paul.
All right. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Cannon?
Here. Entertain a motion considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
Discussion?
Yes, sir. Under resolutions, item number 6, Renee, on the police vehicle, it says move to postpone consideration until the next meeting on May 21st.
Oh, I don't think I meant to do that on that one, yeah.
Is that next month?
No, that's a carryover from, I probably used the last.
It's next year, ma'am, money's tight.
So we're deleting it.
Move to approve that.
Move to approve tonight?
Mm-hmm, yes, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
That's all, Mayor. Thank you.
I'm glad you read these things ahead of time.
I don't.
All right, where are we at? Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Considering previous minutes, work session, regular council meeting committee of the whole, 4/16/24. No objections. The reading of the minutes will be waived. Any corrections to the minutes? No corrections. The minutes stand approved as written. Any announcements?
Mayor, I just want to have one more shout out for our Lady Makos, who won their fourth straight state championship in a very classy way. We are very, very proud of that team and how well they have done. So now the change is now 5-25. There's only one team that's won more than four straight championships, and it's Piedmont. And they won 5. So we're looking to try to tie their record next this coming year. So.
I'm curious to know if anyone's ever had a 48-1 record.
I think that's a good question, because they had a tremendous record, but we're very proud of them, and a lot of them have already started their summer travel team, and they travel from Colorado to California playing softball. But we got four seniors that graduated that contributed heavily to the team, but the majority of the team returns next year. So we're very proud of them. And I'm hoping we can have them to a council meeting to recognize them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep, we need to do that. And they finished number 1 in Alabama. Did they finish number 1 in the
state? Haven't seen the national poll.
I haven't seen the final. But going into the tournament, they were number 1 in the nation.
So. One of my favorite days of the year is opening day of snapper season, and it happens this coming Friday, May the 24th, early into the weekend. Commercial recreational don't start till June 1st, so we get a little bit of a head start out there. The other is, if you are interested in the tournament at the Wharf, which is going on, the Billfish Classic. Word has it that the Work of Art is on its way in for weigh-in tonight. They're probably already there, 6:37-ish, and they have possibly a state record bluefin tuna on the boat.
Wow.
So it's 110 inches, which should put it somewhere 750 to 850 pounds.
So as we have one billfish tournament ending, we have another one coming in, fueling up and leaving the same afternoon, from what I understand, Thursday?
Yep.
Thursday afternoon.
Yep.
There's another weigh-in tomorrow, too. Hmm. Correct.
For this one, because it got postponed from last week.
That's right.
So. Yeah.
Big bluefin tuna.
It's a big one. It's a lot of sushi.
How much did they estimate?
They're guessing over 800.
Good gosh. Big crap.
I have the privilege of introducing Katie Balzer. She is with the Nature Conservancy. Her title is Coastal Conservation Specialist, and she wants to update the mayor, council, and the residents on what is going to be happening around the islands this summer. So,
great.
Katie.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. You can go ahead and move to the next slide. Thank you. So I just wanted to show a map real quick, showing that this is just a component of a bigger project that we have received $12.5 million from NOAA for, and it focuses all the way up from Rainwater Preserve down to the pass. Next slide. And I'm going to focus on Robinson and Walker Island restoration. You've probably heard a little bit about it. And we're going to be doing some habitat improvements both on Robinson and Walker. You can see the dredge areas in the squares on the right. Mm-hmm. And on the left is a rendering. Next slide. So jumping into Robinson Island in particular, we're looking at construction starting in October 2024. Looking at habitat enhancements of dune and marsh areas. The green is the marsh, and the dune is the yellow on that diagram. And go ahead and advance. There's a little rendering. You can kind of see the difference between what you are used to seeing and then the kind of added area there. Robinson, we're hoping to wrap up well before spring break, so it's not going to impact any tourism activities around that island. Next slide. And then Walker Island, there's two different areas that we're looking at. Adding sediment to, mainly focused on dune, subtidal shoal habitat, and marsh habitat. And this is more focused for the birds and general habitat use rather than recreation. Go ahead and advance to, and you can see the renderings on the bottom and the renderings on the top. They're kind of funky shapes to avoid seagrass impacts primarily. And the spaces of this is just to feed the seagrass beds rather than to smother them. Okay. Next slide. And that leads me to the big activity that's going to happen in June. We are going to transplant some of the seagrass out of the impact areas that you see in the yellow. It's that kind of magenta color that you see on the right, the left. And we're going to transplant that into the red box in the middle, kind of by Bird Island. We're gonna move that off the shore a little bit so it doesn't impact boats going in there. And that will all happen in June. This is compensatory mitigation, so we really need to make sure that it succeeds, or else we're going to have to go back out and do it again. So we're really excited about this. We've got some experts that are going to be leading the effort. And then I just wanted to show you that seagrass in general is expanding. You probably have seen that already, but in the last 20 years, it's really taken off, and it's expanding primarily right around those islands. Next slide. And then just what boaters can expect. There's going to be a new roped-off area in that Bird Island area where the transplants will be located. Dredging operations will kick off in the fall. You can see some of the equipment renderings on the bottom. We're going to definitely have a pipeline out there, so it's going to be a hazard, but we're going to have it really well marked, and it will be passable. It's a floating pipeline, and then there will be a submerged one as well. Again, we're hoping to wrap up Robinson Island by before spring break. Walker Island will extend a little past that, but it's, you know, not used for people, so hopefully the impacts will be a little bit less there. And then we're going to have social media campaigns throughout. And with that, I can take any questions if you have any.
So the roped off area is temporary, just for the dredging?
So the roped off area around Bird Island is not temporary, because it's temporary until the seagrass establishes itself. So that little red area.
2035.
Do anybody know this? And nice to know that.
It's kind of the only option that we have, because we've gone through a lot of coordination with NIMFS and the Corps, And this area is the only suitable area, in the region that has the right depths, the right water conditions, and it's just expanding the seagrass that's already there.
Do you have a picture of where it's roped off?
It's not roped off currently, but
it'll
will
be in the fall?
In June,
okay. And the project starts in the fall?
The construction of the island starts in fall, but to we have to transplant the seagrasses out of that area before any construction starts.
And that's in June. That's what you're going to do in June.
Yes.
Okay. So what kind of impact will Bird Island with the lease terms inside the fence?
None whatsoever. Okay. It is literally just that red area in the water. There's nothing on land.
Gotcha.
There will be no impacts to people moving around on Bird Island. It's just literally going to be an extension of the seagrass area that you can see on the top right.
Mm-hmm.
It's so just pulling
that red area.
Blow that up, Mark.
There it is.
So that red area, if you're standing on the dock at the Carib looking at that island, that's
right.
On the right?
Yes.
Kind of further back. And it's kind of shallow back there anyway. There's not a lot of boats that go back that
shallow.
Far.
It is shallow. Hopefully no one will be going back there anyway. So that's why it's an ideal location for this transplanting.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Any questions?
Yes, sir.
I'm glad it's getting started.
Yeah,
it's
yes.
been several years
been a
in
while.
The making.
Thank you all for your participation 2 weeks ago when we went on a boat ride and had all the groups. It was just great to have everybody together.
Yes.
And your foundation there as well. Mm-hmm. You know, I had several people represented, and so we're grateful of the participation.
Yeah, and we'd like to, you know, keep everybody in the loop when we're out there doing all of our restoration. So.
Well, we appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Any thoughts?
No, it needs to be done.
We need the dredging.
Yeah.
Bad.
All of it.
We pretty much lost most of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've lost football fields we used to play out there, and volleyball, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's good to hear that the grass beds have grown. You would think the opposite with all the traffic. It's kind of neat to hear that. I would not have thought you would have said that. So on a note of this, Philip and Woody have been working, Philip especially, on the Corps of Engineer permit, state lands permit, for marking of Cotton Bayou, and the area is sort of right there in front of Perdido Beach Resort's pier where the Sail Wild Hearts parks. All that grass flat, remarking that channel there, and then putting a couple more markers that used to be in existence, which are going to help the grass flats on that edge as well, greatly. So thank you, Philip.
Those grass beds are very important.
Yes.
Okay.
Awesome.
Any other announcements or anything? Anything y'all got? All right. Auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interest are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in Swift Supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Abstain.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Would you like to announce the we have a presentation by Ms. Allie Mavar. Is it Mavar or Mavar?
My name is Allie Malver. I'm going to be representing Orange Beach as in Miss Alabama Volunteer this summer at the end of July. I'm super excited. I just wanted to tell you guys just a little bit about myself and where I'm going. This is kind of scary, but it's great practice because I'll be interviewing in July, so thank you guys so much for listening. But my name is Allie Malver. I grew up in Fairhope, Alabama, but I like to call Orange Beach home too because my feet are always in the sand here. This is close to home. So much fun, but I grew up in Fairhope. I go to school at the University of Alabama at Birmingham. I'm majoring in medical industrial distribution, which is fancy for medical sales, so super excited. I'm going to be a junior this year. So that's my kind of where I'm at right now. I'm going to be competing in the Miss Alabama Volunteer Organization, which is not very well known down here, but I just kind of wanted to bring light to who they are and what their mission is. There's the 5 points of the crown, which it's serve, and so the first S stands for scholarships. And because I competed last year and I was awarded third runner-up, I was able to, with an athletic and academic scholarship and the scholarship from the pageant, I was able to go to school for free. So the scholarships are amazing. They're always doing things in order to help young women get the scholarships that they need in order to get an education, which brings me to the second E, which stands for education. And they're, with their scholarships and the help that they bring, getting us into schools and finding us different ways to further our education in any way that they can. So that's super amazing. Then we have responsibility, which comes with any job, and I'm going to take with me for the rest of my life. Hopefully winning the state pageant and then eventually getting ready for a national pageant to compete for Miss America comes with so much time commitment and so much effort and learning time management, all the really crazy things that get you going. Like, I got to use that the rest of my life. So that's where the responsibility comes in. Then volunteerism, which is extremely huge and what I'm really here to talk to y'all about today. Volunteering is the biggest thing that they stand for, and it's literally in my name. So any type of volunteer opportunity I can find in Orange Beach, I hope you guys see me there. I'm trying to really hit the ground running this summer, really getting involved there. The last letter stands for empowerment, and this is my personal favorite because in order to stand here in front of y'all, I have to be an empowered young woman. So with that being said, I'm taking it to the state level and going to be in front of a bigger audience this summer, which is super exciting. But that's empowerment. Those are the 5 points of the crown. The other thing is my platform. So everybody has their own social initiative that they bring to the table whenever we go compete at state. And mine is AFI, which stands for Alleviating Food Insecurity. And the main thing with that is, when you think about food insecurities, you think about just like the homeless people that you would see on the side of the street. And because if they're lacking a home, then they're obviously lacking nutrition. But the group that I would want to focus on is people like me and you that could go through a time where they're food insecure. I personally had to struggle with food insecurity myself 2 years ago. When I first got to Birmingham, I had nobody. I'd suffered a really severe injury that required surgery, and I was on bed rest for 6 weeks, and for the first time I didn't know where my next meal was coming from, which was an extremely scary feeling, especially at such a young age coming into a brand new place. And thankfully my family and friends were there to be there for me when they could, but there were times where I was on my own and it truly was scary. So that's kind of the group that I want to focus on, is like people that, like me, that I was scared to ask for help. I didn't know of any resources around me. And the good thing that, like, there are over 40 million Americans that are food insecure. Like, it is a really relevant issue that all of us know about. And so what I'm really trying to focus on is making sure that people that are going through it for a time or two that are might be more a little bit embarrassed to ask, then they could be the ones to, with more exposure to other organizations, they might be able to ask for help. So when I'm in organizations asking or helping out fighting hunger, there's also times where I can talk to people about bringing light and exposure to organizations, rather just so that more people feel like they can come and get the help that they need. So me being that friendly face and being there to say it's okay to ask for help is super important. And Orange Beach as a city is already doing a great job of that. And like I said, this is a really relevant issue that everybody knows about. So I'm really thankful just to be a part of that, because you all are already doing such an amazing job. And yeah, thank you so much for listening.
Thank you. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Yes, and thank you, Allie.
Where is the pageant held? Is it modeled after the Miss Alabama pageant?
I'm her director. I've worked in the system. I started out in the Miss America system. Miss Alabama volunteer, or the Miss America volunteer system is slightly different. As you know, growing up, the Miss America pageant came on the TV. It was a huge event and everything. But a few years back, they did decide to take the swimsuit competition away, which was just the first piece of the competition that started, you know, people
Can you spell your last name?
Yes,
Oh, got it.
Well, thank you so much, and please let us know how you do.
Thank you. Well, my Instagram reel is just Miss Orange Beach.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Terrific, terrific. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, proclamation declaring May 2024 National Cities, Towns, Villages Month.
And that one we don't have to read out loud. We submitted it to the National League of Cities website, and so we'll be recognized.
Is that the Villages in Florida?
No, that's the National League of Cities. They are requested proclamation just to recognize
that
all
municipalities. That was a stupid joke.
Yeah, sorry. I don't joke.
Okay. Proclamation declaring May 2024 is Build and Safety Month.
This
one. We need to read this.
You don't have to read it.
Adam
has to read it.
Yeah. Doesn't Adam need to read it?
Adam.
How long is it?
I had shortened it into
just
notes.
Proclaim the declaration.
Yes, proclaim.
Hey. Good job, brother.
The point of this is just so that the explanation for why we strengthen our codes is so that we are more resilient when it comes to hurricanes and floods. And thank you to all the contractors and all the professional people in our building department for enforcing all the codes.
Keep your seat, Adam.
Yeah.
You owe me one, brother.
Thank you.
All right. Moving to unfinished business. Resolution authorizing a franchise for Ryan Ahern, doing business Pedido Key Party Bus, service within city limits, police jurisdiction, Orange Beach.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving to ordinances. Second reading. Ordinance to amend ordinance number 172. Modify language regarding water recreational rentals.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Second reading.
Hold on. I think we need a roll call.
Roll call.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Cannon?
Yes. All right, motion carries. Ordinance amending ordinance number 172, the zoning ordinance to remove references to charter boat home occupations.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Any discussion? Call roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Cannon?
Yes. Moving to resolution awarding Officer Richard Springsteen his duty weapon and badge, part of his retirement benefits.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Gonna miss him.
He's not here today, is he?
No, he's already retired.
Okay.
Motion carries.
He didn't linger.
Resolution authorizing the execution of general services agreement, human resource manager, human resources assessment, executive search services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of rental agreement with Sharp Electronics Corporation, copier, HR division, state bid.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing approval of proposed wetland permit application, Abaco Orange Beach, LLC.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion?
Yes, please. Just real briefly. It's not a really big piece of wetlands that's being mitigated with this Abaco, but they could not find the mitigation bank here and on the island. I mean, there's nothing left? Or why did they choose this? Why did they choose to do this in lieu of mitigating?
Yes, ma'am. So Woody Speed, environmental scientist, City of Orange Beach. The majority of the impacts from their permit is for the road crossing to access the site. So
okay.
They're making improvements to Griffith Marina Road, so they have to widen that road and bring it up city standards, of course, so they were unavoidable. As far as the mitigation goes, they are preserving wetlands on site, but they also had to go outside of the city
outside.
To mitigate.
Okay.
So,
is that the same where the road is going in the wetlands, is that that same creek that follows?
Mitch Lake.
It is.
All the way.
It is, yes, ma'am.
It is that same.
Yes, so we're hoping, I think.
That this will improve things.
I think it's going to improve flows. It'll be an improvement from what's there because that road is barely a road.
Yeah.
So.
Is that the one that affected the grinder so
yes.
bad years ago?
Yep.
And
yep. And it
that?
Goes behind those apartments that.
Yep.
Yes.
Back
yeah.
in there, all that.
And empties out at Walker Key in their boat basin. So.
Yeah.
I remember
it's
that.
It's mm-hmm. not even quite an acre. I don't think
it's not.
Less than an acre.
It's less than half, actually. But.
Yeah.
But I think that our ordinance that says it needs to be mitigated, I mean, I think we need to continue to follow that.
Yes, ma'am.
And but in this situation, I think it's a great thing. That we have that ability and that they can do the money in lieu of.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Any
Thank
other
you,
questions?
Woody.
Any other questions? Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution performance agreement. Joan Hill, Water Aerobics, Aquatic Center.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution awarding the bid for vehicle, police department, family Ford, Hardy family Ford, $63,974.52.
Move to approve the consideration.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
First time we've ordered from this mm-hmm.
so
person, right?
This was a competitive bid because of the needs of the police department. So, yeah.
And
it's
Donahue
just never seen that
more.
Before.
And Donahue's no longer on the state bid, right? That's where a lot of the vehicles were coming when we were doing.
Correct, yeah. So now yeah. Ford, the F-150s are what you'll see the state people driving around in.
Yeah.
That's what they've shifted to.
That's right.
I believe, Chief, are they stopping production of Tahoes? Is that something?
There's
police.
That they're not in the
that's what we thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Chief, I thought this was a Crown Vic when you said Ford. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution amending resolution authorizing reduction in rental fees, Orange Beach Beach Event Center, 2024 Alabama High School Association Officials Training. Did we change that to 50%? Okay.
Yeah, this is
correcting
that. Okay. Thank you. That was my fault. My bad.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Okay. Second. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. All right. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Regular committee of the whole is called order Tuesday, May 21st, 2024. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvis?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. This is a bunch, so why don't I read about six at a time and then.
Allie, y'all don't have to stay for this if you don't want.
Yep.
You're welcome.
Yeah. We do. Well, the boring potential is exponential right now. So. Who do you want to get a picture with?
Did
everybody?
Do it.
Yeah, you can get down here.
You want to come up here?
Yeah, that'd be great. You
that'd be
get
good.
To.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
This chair.
Here you go.
You're too tall to be by me.
Jeff Silvers,
I guess we're joining in.
Here we go.
Goodness. Here we go. Where do you want me?
Yeah, y'all, everybody get in. That would be awesome.
Just put the crown on.
Yeah. It's the crown
that you call. Yeah. Okay. Can I wear it?
Okay. Okay, thank you.
I don't have a good balance. You better hurry.
Ready? One, two, three. Good. One more. One, two, three. Yay, thank you so
thank
much.
You
guys.
Thank you.
Thank
you. We appreciate you.
So
thank
good
you.
To see you.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you so much, Alan.
Okay, I'm going to start reading.
All right.
Go ahead.
Consider previous okay. minutes, work session, regular council meeting, county meeting of the whole, 5-7-24, move forward for review. Discuss bids, justice center roof, and fascia replacement. Resolutions.
We want to talk about it.
Okay.
He said discuss it. Corny. I mean,
do what
Ford,
now?
Excuse me. I did.
Corny.
Ford Hanley, city administrator. The bids came in significantly over budget.
Oh, what a shock.
So we're going to have to go back to the drawing board and kind of look. And so we would just ask that we would postpone this until a further meeting, until we can get together and discuss options. We are looking at changing a few things possibly there, and then other budget amendments to try to figure out what which direction we want to go. But
okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for
thank
that.
You.
Thank you.
Resolution reappointing Stead McCullough to the Construction Board of Adjustments and Appeals. Resolution, execution of professional service agreement, Renee Smith, various legal services for legal department. Resolution, claims drone owned by City of Orange Beach surplus, donated to Elberta High School.
How old is this drone?
Yeah, how old is this drone?
It's from
the original drone was purchased over 6 years ago.
Wow.
What's
thank
the
you,
high school going to use it for in Elberta?
Football and athletic.
Okay.
Filming.
Yeah.
Okay. Resolution retiring police, K-9 Perseus, and authorizing mayor to execute documents necessary to transfer ownership to Officer Elisa Dixon. Resolution retiring police, K-9 Magnum, authorizing mayor to execute documents transfer ownership to Officer Kendall Hobbs. Okay. Resolution authorizing accession of professional service agreement to Rhonda Ponder, Elizabeth Hood, Stephanie Merrick for special needs aid services for Expect Excellence for the summer. Resolution authorizing execution of professional service agreement, Adam Stewart, architect, architectural services. Resolution authorizing the execution of a task order with Adam Stewart, architect, structural engineering consultant, new Sea Turtle Center, $3,500. Resolution authorizing execution of amendment 3 to sub award grant agreement with the Alabama Department of Conservation Natural Resources for the Restore Act funded expansion of the Orange Beach Wildlife Rehabilitation and Education Program. Resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement, Glow Yoga, water-based fitness at the Wind Water Learning Center. Resolution authorizing execution of cooperative agreement with the Alabama Department of Environmental Management, Low Impact Development, Protection of Wolf Bay, Wind, Water, and Learning Center. Resolution declaring a tractor owned by the City of Orange Beach surplus. Authorizing purchase of a tractor for the Public Works Department through Sourcewell, $68,923.53 after trade-in. Resolution accepting proposal from ECS Southeast to provide ground penetrating radar delineation survey, Orange Beach Cemetery, $7,500.
Could someone tell me what that's about?
To figure out where the graves are existing, because right now it's the Orange Beach Volunteer Fire Department
right.
that owns it, and they're fairly defunct at this point, and we're looking at the possibility of transferring ownership to the city, but there are certain issues that happen.
That you have to be, that have to be.
So we want to know what we're looking
yes.
at.
Perfect.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Renee.
Resolution establishing fees for the Orange Beach Swim Team Summer League Program. Resolution authorizing execution of right-of-way use franchise with Telepac and its affiliates, Ceasefire. Resolution accepting a proposal from Jackson and Smith CPA for auditing services.
Questions on any of those?
The only thing I'm going to say with Telepac is, do we have some kind of agreement if they cut water lines and gas lines and streets and sewer lines like they all of their subcontractors do pretty consistently, that we can hold them accountable?
So this is our utility franchise for them, and the, yes, there are certain remedies in there, but obviously, you know, we do what we can. We have a good legal department now.
I just know when Ceasefire and Island Fiber were racing to get them in, they were cutting stuff left and right.
Yes.
And these guys come in and they cut it. We're responsible for it. They leave a street open or we put some gravel down, and then the neighbors are the ones that suffer from it while they take off and make their money. And I would just bring an awareness to that. Because C-Spire seemed to be one of the worst when it came down to it.
Well, we are calculating time issues and trying to send them a bill. And we have cut their hours back, from what I understand, when they can actually, is that just sewer? Because there's certain hours they can actually, they can't drill on weekends, they can't drill after a certain
holidays,
time.
That's right.
So I don't know.
So we have ordinances in place that set the parameters for when the subcontractors can bore in the right-of-way, and we've been holding them to that. They are not particular to any one franchise owner. They can work for various ones. So we're going back. It does eventually go back on them, whether it's C-Spire or whomever. We go back to them for any payment due to us or any time that we've spent, the city has incurred, anything like that. But as far as stopping them entirely, it's one of those things, you know, we can say, don't break our pipes, but they say, okay, and then they break them. All we can really do is have them pay for the damages, or either if council wants to discuss denying the franchise.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, somebody hit a pretty big sewer line down on the Beach Road a couple of weeks back.
Yeah.
And it was pretty ugly, so.
Yes.
And the problem, too, is, you know, lines aren't always where people say they are, and they might have gotten all their due diligence, but, I mean, construction.
That's not the problem. They bore and they don't care. They just move. Mm-hmm. They just go. Well, what I've seen of it, especially when they were racing in my neighborhood, I'm like, stop. You can't go there. You know, they just... And they have a job to do, and they know that if they bust it, they just fix it and move on, and it's easier for them to just go.
And it's not just here. They do it everywhere.
Mm-hmm. But the company's supposed to call when they're digging, and if it's marked and they cut it, then it's their reliability. It's their liability.
Call to locate.
And so but the main thing is to call and then to get them out there to locate, and that takes the liability off of the city. It's strictly on the company that cut it.
The problem is they don't really have to pay for the inconvenience of our residents.
That's right. And you're exactly right.
That's the glitch for us.
Yes.
So, okay, was there anything else? Any other item?
The only thing I was going to say is we often ask about Cecil, and I ran into Cecil's son this weekend, and they're in a home. He and his mother are both in a home. And I had some doctor's appointments this week, but he was going to call me to be able to go visit him in a couple of weeks.
Are they in Mobile?
No, Fair Foley.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Thank you.
It was good to hear that they're doing well. He's 95, and he said they're doing okay.
Yeah.
So
I'd hate to be his nurse.
He even said my dad was hard on y'all, but he loved the city.
He would take that as a compliment.
Yeah, that's right.
He would take that as a compliment.
He's probably watching.
No, he probably is. Hey, Cecil, miss you, buddy. But he was somebody who he always had a logical reason and explanation for his contrarians.
Yeah.
And you know, I respect somebody that does may disagree, but he was reasonable and logical. So, I appreciate it. Missy and Miss Jordan.
Yeah, right.
Anything else? Anybody else in the audience? Anything y'all want to talk about? Okay. Talk about Cindy's new haircut?
Motion to adjourn.
Right.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.
Happy Memorial Day, y'all.
Oh, yes. Everyone have a good,
busy
safe
weekend.
One.
A lot of things happen.
Hey, south of Walmart.
I'm looking for that.